The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the marks of the nails in his hand, and put my fingers into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, the disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "You have come to believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Celebrating the feast of St. Thomas the Apostle, perhaps the very first thing that comes to mind is the fact that Thomas is the doubting Thomas, the one who doubts. And he has earned that epithet because of the account of the gospel as we have heard today. To see is to believe. I will believe if I will see the marks of the nails and I put my hand on the side of Christ. But Thomas is much more than that epithet of the doubting Thomas, because in this particular passage in the Gospel of John, he reveals to us many, many wisdom and aspects of our faith. First, just the fact that he was asking for the proof of Christ's resurrection. He did not want right away believe the words of the apostle, which was a mistake, by the way. But then behind that is what St. Athanasius would call faith-seeking understanding. He wanted to understand, and that is not a bad thing. And sometimes, when one sought to understand the things about the faith, there is that doubt. And so doubt is not a bad thing. Doubt is not a bad thing. It is not a bad thing if it leads us to a deeper understanding, investigation of our faith. Many of us, when we doubt, we just throw away the towel. And this is not for me. I would, or we form our own opinions. We don't seek to investigate. Many times I encounter couples saying, "You know, my daughter is marrying a Jewish man, so therefore, we could not be married in the Catholic Church," which is far from, just the farthest from the truth. I ask, "Have you asked the priest? Have you done any investigation? Did you go to the source?" It says, "No." And so we fall into different errors. And so investigate. And so that's what and finding the answers to our questions, to our doubts, we begin to understand and we begin to see the beauty of the church and the mercy of the church like a good mother. So that's the first thing. Another thing that we can learn from the the story of St. Thomas is that the Lord comes to us and encounters us where we are. Plenty of times when we say, "I would like to know the Lord, but I'm going to follow him when I am ready, when I am all clean and when I am all pretty and and worthy of him. No, that's not, as we can see here, the apostles, along with Thomas, they were behind locked doors, and yet the Lord enters. And the Lord knew that Thomas was struggling with his faith, and the Lord knew his condition of believing. So what did the Lord say? Did he reprimand Thomas? No. The first thing he said was, "Peace be with you." And Thomas, come, touch the nails. Touch the mark of the nails. See, the Lord encounters us where we are. And he respects where we are. And so he stoops down, like a good shepherd, he stoops down and to our level so that we can understand. Thomas would understand only if he says, "If I saw the mark of the nails." And that's what the Lord gave St. Thomas. The Lord keeps knocking. Now, did Thomas touch the mark of the nails? We did not know. It's only artists' rendition that we have, like Caravaggio, you know, Thomas touching the nails. But it doesn't say here. So just seeing the Lord there and accommodating to his request, Thomas gave this greatest proclamation of the divinity of Christ. And so he said, "My Lord and my God." You see, the Lord knocks on the doors of our hearts to to support us in our doubts and to bring light to our darkness. Do we respond? That's a question. Do we respond? And the way the Lord comes into our lives are the events that are so transcendent that we are led to a consideration and a reflection on the love and mercy of God. Or it could be the tenderness of our friends and our family members, or a word from the scripture that we have heard in church. These are the ways that the Lord come to us and proclaim to us his divinity. Are we, like Thomas, open to embracing what we have heard and believing that that is the Lord knocking on the locked doors of our heart? Are we ready to proclaim him Lord and Master of all? I have another point. The next is that Thomas was able to proclaim the reality of the risen Lord. He was able to proclaim the Lord as God, Lord Jesus, as God, in the company of the gathered apostles. The company of the gathered apostles in the upper room represents the church. And so if we want to keep our faith burning in the risen Lord, we must keep the company of the church. It is a lie. Well, I would say part lie. When we say, "I can encounter God everywhere, in the beach, in the forest, in the mountains." That's true, because God is everywhere. But if we want the fullness of his revelation, it is here in the midst of the church that he is proclaimed the risen Lord. And finally, this is the final point now. And finally, once we have encountered the Lord, once we have encountered his goodness and the reality of his presence, we are led to worship. Because our faith is not just an intellectual assent. We are led to worship. And that's why here St. Thomas proclaimed Jesus is God. And so the way we do that is gathering here around the table of the Lord, where we proclaim the passion, the death, and the triumph of his resurrection. We are led to worship. And finally, that worship must lead to mission. St. Thomas, after all of this, we know he went all the way to India and there proclaimed Jesus is Lord. Our worship must not end here. We must go out into the different circles of our lives, our family, our friends, our workplace, our community. Our lives must be radiant with our encounter with the risen Christ. May our gathering today make our hearts burn for our love of the risen Lord, and may the Eucharist strengthen us in going forth into the world to preach the gospel.